Good morning, beloved, and thank you again for allowing me to come into your home and share this Thursday edition of the 5-Minute Journey with you. Today we are in Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 14, and today's reading includes two parables depicting status reversal in which persons of low social rank, a widow and a tax collector, serve as models of prayer. The first parable teaches about not becoming discouraged, and the second one about being humble. And God's saving word for us this week has been mercy and forgiveness. And so, let's begin Luke chapter 18, beginning with verse 1. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to teach them that they should always pray and never become discouraged. In a certain town there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected people. And there was a widow in that same town who kept coming to him and pleading for her rights, saying, "Help me against my opponent." And for a long time the judge refused to act. But at last he said to himself, "Even though I don't fear God or respect people, yet because of all the trouble this widow is giving me, I will see to it that she gets her rights. If I don't, she will keep on coming and finally wear me out." And the Lord continued, "Listen to what that corrupt judge said. Now, will God not judge in favor of his own people who cry to him day and night for help? Will he be slow to help him? I tell you, he will judge in their favor and do it quickly. But will the Son of Man find faith on earth when he comes?" Then Jesus told this parable to people who were sure of their own goodness and despised everybody else. Once there were two men who went up to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood apart by himself and prayed, "Oh, I thank you, God, that I'm not greedy, dishonest, or adulterer like everybody else. I thank you that I'm not like that tax collector over there. I fast 2 days a week, and I give you 1/10 of all my income." But the tax collector stood at a distance and would not even raise his face to heaven, but he beat on his breast, and he said, "God, have pity on me, a sinner." I tell you, said Jesus, the tax collector and not the Pharisee was in the right with God when he went home. For those who make themselves great will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be made great. And today's key verse is Luke chapter 18, verse 14, where Jesus said, "Those who make themselves great will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be made great." And it's obvious that the Pharisee was more or less playing to the crowd. He was standing out there in the open and praying aloud for everyone to hear him as he prayed this litany of all the good things that he does because he's such a good believer. And Jesus said, well, that man got his just reward right there. He wanted the admiration of others. He got it. Since he wasn't concerned about his standing with God, yeah, that didn't improve. But the tax collector, someone who is hated by everybody, especially the religious people, he couldn't bear to even look up to heaven. He knew that he was a sinner, and God had mercy on him. Amen. Let's not become so full of ourselves that God finds no room in our hearts for him to act. Let's pray. Lord God, have pity on me, a sinner. I confess my sins to you, and I thank and praise you for your forgiveness and your steadfast love and mercy. In your holy name, I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our Thursday together to an end. Join me tomorrow. We will be way back in the Old Testament in Exodus chapter 1, verses 1 through 22, where the Israelites are slaves in Egypt. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you and yours with all the blessings of heaven. God bless.